Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam. We're talking about Yanis Varoufakis' book Techno-Feudalism. And Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you as uncomfortable as it made me?
Oh, absolutely. Hi there, Sam. It's one of those books that once you read it, you can't unsee it. Varoufakis basically says the whole story we tell ourselves about being in a capitalist economy, it's a fairy tale. We're actually living in a new kind of feudalism, with tech giants as the lords and us as the serfs.
Right, and he's not being metaphorical. He really means it. The central idea is that the big platforms, Amazon, Google, Meta, they don't just dominate markets. They've created a whole new economic system. Instead of owning factories, they own the digital infrastructure, what he calls the cloud, and we generate value for them just by living our lives online.
Exactly. And he makes this really sharp distinction between capitalism and this new thing. In capitalism, the capitalist owns the means of production and hires workers to produce goods. But in techno-feudalism, we're not workers. We're more like peasants who till the Lord's land and give him a cut of the harvest. Except our harvest is data, attention, and content.
Yeah, he calls that cloud rent. Every time you search for something, post a photo, even just scroll, you're generating raw material for the platform. They collect it, process it, and use it to predict and manipulate your behavior. And they sell that predictive power to advertisers. You're not the customer. You're the product being harvested.
And that's why he says the market itself has been privatized. Amazon isn't just a store, it's a private marketplace where they make all the rules. Google is a private gateway to information. Facebook is a private town square. They can ban you, shadow ban you, change the algorithm, and there's no appeal. That's the arbitrary power of a feudal lord.
What really got me was the comparison to actual feudalism. The lord didn't have to micromanage the serfs. The structure of the system did the work. Same here. You don't need a boss telling you what to do, the algorithm, the terms of service, the architecture of the platform. It shapes your behavior without anyone giving orders.
And he's careful to say this isn't just surveillance capitalism. The surveillance is a symptom, not the cause. The deeper shift is that the cloud has become a new means of production, like land in feudalism or factories in capitalism. And the people who control it are a new ruling class, the cloudalists. They extract massive wealth without building much of anything tangible.
Right, they build server farms and write code, but they're not like the old industrial capitalists who hired thousands of workers to make physical goods. Their profits are enormous, but they don't reinvest them in the productive economy. They hoard cash, buy back stock, or expand their digital fiefdoms. That leads to stagnation and inequality.
And politically, it's terrifying. These companies have more power than most nations. They control information flow, shape public opinion, lobby governments with endless resources. They even create their own currencies and legal systems. The state can't keep up. So democracy gets hollowed out.
But the part that really hit me was how this changes our identity. In capitalism, you are a worker or a consumer. Now, you are your digital profile, a bundle of data points that can be bought, sold, analyzed. Your preferences, fears, desires, they're not yours anymore. You're constantly being nudged and profiled. Your attention is the most valuable commodity on Earth.
It's a loss of autonomy. And Varoufakis doesn't just diagnose the problem, he points to a way out. He says the cloud is a common good, like land or air. It belongs to all of us. The first step is to reclaim it, break up the monopolies, treat platforms as public utilities, create a digital commons where our data is owned collectively.
He's not saying go back to 20th century capitalism. He wants a new post-capitalist future, democratic ownership of the cloud, transparent algorithms, accountable platforms designed to serve human needs, not corporate profits. It's radical, and he admits the challenges are immense. The cloudalists are the most powerful entities on the planet.
And we're addicted to the convenience. We love our iPhones and Amazon deliveries. breaking that addiction requires a massive shift in consciousness. But he points to growing movements for data rights, platform cooperatives, regulation. He sees seeds of resistance. The Lords aren't invincible. Their power depends on our participation.
So the one thing I'm taking away is this, that feeling of powerlessness I get when I'm scrolling, it's not a personal failing. It's a structural condition. We're living through a transition as big as the shift from feudalism to capitalism. And the question is, what comes next? A techno-feudal dystopia or a democratic digital commons?
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So the final word? Varoufakis wants us to see that the choice is ours. We can keep being passive serfs, or we can fight for our digital freedom. But the time to decide is running out. We'll see you in the next one.